You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm now joined by Graham Roach and Andrea from Glasgow Go Ball to tell us all about the magic of Go Ball, as well as some other sports on offer as well. Both of you, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us,
Graham. Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, we want to talk about Go Ball, tennis and tandem cycling.
Well, let's get into it then. First of all, for those who don't know, tell us a bit about Go Ball.
Yeah, it's a 3-on-3 sport where you've got six players and there's a left wing, a right wing and a centre for both teams. And you have a tactile court which allows you to orientate yourself because you've got eye shades on while you're playing the game. The throwing action is similar to 10-pin bowling, so you just throw the ball either with your left or your right hand and the other team has got to try and defend the goal by diving along the floor. It can be quite a fast and competitive game, so not for the faint-hearted.
Certainly not. Andrea, how did you get involved in Glasgow Go Ball?
Oh, many years ago, I went to a taster day in Glasgow and I sort of just progressed from there and I just ended up in the ladies' Go Ball team and I played with them for, was it 3-4 years? Really enjoyed the sport. It was a great sport. And then I brought it back to Glasgow to try and introduce people to Glasgow to it. Yeah, we were competitive. We were travelling down to Newcastle, York, you know, with the team to play against other intermediate players. I was also part of an elite group, and I was obviously part of the GB team as well. So I played a lot and travelled a lot.
It was normally held on a Monday night at Ross Hill Academy between 6:30 and 8:30, just between when the schools open and throughout the holiday period. We don't have sessions, so we do. Some people meet up at Glasgow Central Station to get the train to Crookston, which assists people to get to the venue.
And anybody can come along for a taster?
Yeah, as long as they're 18 upwards, that's all we stipulate. Yeah.
They can be fully sighted as well. We have had players in the past that have came and they've been fully sighted because everyone's, even after they've got their eye shades on, everyone's even on court. So yes, we've had fully sighted players as well.
Yeah, and it does actually help to have the odd sighted person around just for guiding and different things during the sessions.
You offer some other sports as well, including VI tennis and some tandem cycling. Tell us about VI tennis.
VI tennis is very, very similar to the game itself. We have categories from B1, which tends to have no vision, right up until B4, and we're all in our individual categories. And depending on your category, depends how much bounces you get of the ball before you have to return it. So like a B1 player that plays with their eye shades on is in a smaller court and it's tactile and they get 3 bounces to the ball to return it. A B2 player, which is a little bit more vision, they're in a court that's slightly bigger, so it's only like 1 meter shorter than the normal tennis court, and they also get 3 bounces just because they're on that bigger court. And then you get the B3 and section and they get 2 bounces of the ball, and a B4 gets 1 bounce of the ball. So the net's at the same height, the rules are the same, you know, the point system's the exact same. So yeah, the ball has actually got an audible sound. I've got one with me now. So this is the sound tennis ball that we would use. So you're either using your vision to see that ball coming, or you're using your hearing, or a bit of both. And that's tennis. Tennis we play in Glasgow at the Gorbals Leisure Centre. We play there most Tuesdays, and we are there from 5 o'clock to 6:30. And, you know, you can just come along. Anyone can come along. We've got some tennis rackets. We've got the sound balls there. Just come and have a go. You know, with tennis this year, tennis this year has got the World Games coming up in Birmingham. Tennis is getting showcased there for the first time. And, you know, from all around the world, we've got 100 entries from visually impaired people to come and play tennis in all the different categories, you know, and we've got like a road to play Wimbledon as well, which is very exciting. We have like several regional competitions throughout the year, and then, you know, you can win your way to Wimbledon. So, I mean, tennis is quite exciting. It's a quite exciting time to join visually impaired tennis. Glasgow Tennis is looking for a treasurer to keep the club going. So if anyone out there is willing and able to come and volunteer to be the treasurer, that would be fantastic.
Go Ball, VI Tennis. Finally, another sport on offer is tandem cycling.
Glasgow Tandem Club was set up by Anne and Diane a few years ago, and it's, it allows visually impaired folk to get out and do some cycling. And they have a pilot on the front of the tandem, which does most of the steering and the gear switches. The stoker at the back just has to pedal away and listen to the instructions of the pilot while they're out cycling. There are taster sessions held at Bellhouston Park if anybody wants to come along and try it. And all these things are explained in an induction session. And then you progress to a short route out of Bellhouston Park to Paisley. That once you've done that a few times and you've assessed your fitness levels, then you can move on to the group cycles, which we have regularly every second and fourth Saturday of the month, depending on the weather, which ranges from about a 25 to 30 mile cycle throughout in the east of Scotland.
There we go then. So lots of things for listeners to get involved in. Then finally, if they'd like to do so, where can they find out more information and how can they get in touch with you should they want to come along?
So for Goalball, if they want to send a message either to the Glasgow Goalball Facebook page or using the contact form on the website, which is glasgow-goalball.org.uk.
For tennis, we have a contact that is Leslie Whitehead. So it's leslie.whitehead@ymail.com. She will put you in the right direction of where to go. And if you were interested in being the treasurer, she would be the one to speak to as well.
Tandem Cycling, the website's glasgow.tandemclub.org.uk, where there's the email address and a phone number for Anne Fraser, who's the chairperson.
Fantastic stuff. Lots then for listeners to get involved in to keep them out and about. Well, Graham Roach and Andrea from Glasgow Goalball, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, David.
Good, thanks, David.